what democracy really looks like. The great radical leader Emma Goldman once said, if voting changed anything, they'd make it illegal. America struts upon the world stage, flexes its muscles, and cajoles all within earshot about the miracle of democracy. It bears arms to carry such ideas abroad, all allegedly for the pure, noble purpose of spreading democracy. It threatens all states which do not agree with its seemingly divine mission to spread democracy. Indeed, it invades nations, first for one reason, and when that fails, returns to its old standby, democracy. All the while, its own democracy is in tatters, its own populace barely able to break 60% of voters participating in the quadrennial presidential elections. Smaller percentages participate in local and statewide elections. In America, the claimed fountainhead of modern-day democracy seems to be ailing. While America seeks to play the world's master teacher, it may be time to take a few lessons from others in the world. From Ukraine comes proof that democracy doesn't end when the ballots are counted or even miscounted. An aroused populace took to the streets, surrounded party offices, stormed government buildings, and in general raised hell to make their feelings known when they suspected malfeasance on the part of ruling politicians. Contrast that to the muted response of Americans to their recent elections. In Canada, the streets came to life recently when U.S. Imperial President George W. Bush came north. Canadians tried to remind Americans what demonstrations look like. Such demos haven't been seen in America since before the war. When the long-suffering black majority was finally allowed to vote in the former apartheid regime in South Africa, people stood in shimmering heat for hours until well over 90% of them voted, including those in prisons. They gave the world a glimpse of democracy. What those people can teach Americans is that democracy neither begins nor ends at the ballot box, that political systems are designed to frustrate popular will, but that people must fight by many ways and means to bring their objections before the world. What would have happened if tens of thousands of disenfranchised voters in Ohio or in New Mexico took to the streets and demanded that their votes be counted, like it was in Kiev in Ukraine? Americans have been tamed by their fear of state repression, by their fear of rough and foul treatment by those they laughingly call public servants, you know, cops. They rely on a media that has betrayed them and their interests for decades in war and in peace. They fear democracy as something unsavory and unsettling. They fear democracy just as those rich and rotund slave owners, who are laughingly called founding fathers, feared it in the 1770s, or else they would fight for it. They would not accept this repeated theft of their franchise. They would not accept this rule by autocrats and idiots. They would not accept this pale, dreary imitation of democracy. They would not accept these political miscreants who pose as their representatives, both of the Democratic and the Republican parties. They would find this whole system unacceptable and rebel. That is democracy. And democracy is that, or it is nothing. There's a reason why those rich dudes in Philadelphia feared democracy. They knew what it was. They knew that a real democracy would have pitched them out into the streets and overturned the very foundations of American society. People either fight for what they want, or they accept what the state is willing to give them. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.